Episode Triple M.
Last time, you remember, Space Commander Wax, Space Commander Shoop and Larry, and Glorf the Dead Martian Dog had landed on the miracle planet Ferragamo, where Space Commander Wack acquired incredible superpowers.
Look, Stupid Larry, I can fly up, and down real quick.
Just amazing, Space Commander Wack. Really great.
I can bend steel in my bare hands.
I don't know if tinsel counts as steel, Space Commander Wack.
I'm faster than a speeding bullet. You got a speeding bullet on you, Stupid Larry?
Well, no. Let's see. How about if I crumple up a piece of paper throw it?
Okay, that'll do. Throw it, and I'll be faster than it is.
Okay, here we go.
Okay. Ouch! Stupid Larry, why'd you throw that thing at me?
You said that I should crumple it up and throw it.
Hey, I know what I said. Consider yourself under house arrest until the court-martial.
I'm sorry, Space Commander Wack. It won't happen again.
See that it doesn't. But look! My X-ray vision reveals someone at the door.
Just amazing.
It is, isn't it?
Hello.
Gee willikers, you're short.
Oh, no, Stupid Larry, quick, close the door.
Not so fast there, Fernpipe. You're flat. You sure haven't grown an inch.
Hi, Dad.
Dad?
It's not your dad, Stupid Larry. It's my dad.
Don't be so sure, Frazzletooth. Woo-hoo!
Put me down, Dad.
Don't sass me. I'm not your mother.
I didn't know you had a father, Space Commander.
No wonder they call you Stupid Larry, Stupid Larry. Of course I have a father. Space buddies, don't be like Stupid Larry.
Hey, move over, Egbert. What are you doing here? Wow, zounds, woohoo! Who are all these little punks?
This is when I talk to all the little punks. I mean, space buddies, you know, Dad. And
you little filaments, go on, get out of here.
Don't yell at the space buddies.
We don't need
buddies.
You here. Don't come back. That's right, and same to you.
Dad, I wish you had.
Space Commander Wack, Space Commander Wack, millions of space buddies are gathering on the lawn, and they look real, real mad. Also, they're pounding you into the ground in effigy.
Take care of them, will you, Stupid Larry? I have to put Dad to bed. Yeah, that's it.
But then you can just use your stupid powers, Space
that's
Commander.
That's superpowers, super stupid Larry. And what's more important, anyway, confronting an angry mob or staying in here where it's safe? I ask you that.
Put your father to bed, Space Commander Wack. I'll go.
Tune in again next time for more daring space adventures with Space Commander Wack.
Dad, just hit the hay or I'll dash your brains out, Father dear.
Why can't you be more like your brother, Sergio?
I don't have a brother, Dad.
That's what I mean.
Why couldn't Mother have taken care of you years ago?
Episode Triple N.
Remember, Space Commander Wack, Space Commander Stupid Larry, and Glorf the Dead Martian Dog had received their space network ratings, and the news was not good.
Oh, but there are billions of space buddies, Stupid Larry. I don't understand it. What do the ratings say again?
Well, let's look at the bright side, Space Commander Wack. We may have ranked 95th behind the wonderful world of lizard decorations.
Oh, no, ranked behind floor lamps with scaly tails.
And we were also slightly behind Laverne and Zarbo X.
Me, Space Commander Wack, Space Commander! Rated below mutated juvenile delinquents who do tasteless slapstick. Laverne and Zarbo X, indeed.
Well, that's so good, Space Commander Wack.
I hate slap. Stick.
We also rated right behind the national anthem of Navzo 6, Planet of the Doll.
So what's the bright side of all this, Stupid Larry?
Well, we're still working, aren't we, Space Commander Wack?
You have to remind me, Stupid Larry. This is so embarrassing, you know?
Okay, Wack, Larry, let's go. One, Space Uncle Wack, Space Uncle.
Oh, no.
It's that time again, Space Kitties. Time for our favorite Space Uncle. And who is our favorite Space Uncle?
I am Space Uncle Wack, Space Uncle.
And who brings us space fun every day?
I do, Space Uncle Wack, Space Uncle.
And who takes us down the street and into his own world?
I do, Space Uncle Wack, Space Uncle. So come on, space buddy, kitties, and walk down my street with me and my good friend, Stupid Larry.
Pick it up, Space Commander Wack, you're dragon, and you're supposed to call me Silly Lawrence. It's less offensive to space parents.
Silly
Lawrence.
Silly Lawrence.
Right.
Oh, look, Sid. Oh, look, you. There's friendly Mrs. Shutup. One of the friendly folks here on Uncle Wax Street. Hello, Mrs. Shutup.
Nah, shut up!
Friendly old bat, ain't she?
That does it, sis. Stupid, Larry, that does it. This show is weird. These dumb big feet they make me wear. And look at these mouse ears. It's weird. What's the deal?
But Space Commander Wack, it's a job with money for pay.
Money?
Cash,
money?
You know.
No wonder they call you Silly Lawrence, Silly Lawrence.
There we go, Space Uncle.
Oh, Mrs. Shutup.
Shut up!
Tune in next time for more adventures with a man who has finally found his rightful place. Space Uncle Wack! Space Uncle!
Where's my Space Uncle script here? I gotta find it and talk to the space kids. Okay.
What's this?
Wait a minute.
This isn't a script.
These are ratings of real...
We're...
Nard!
We're not 95th.
Hey, what's the deal with these fake ratings you slip the producers?
Shut up.
What? Are you still here, Mrs. Shut Up? We don't need you anymore.
Space Kitty Pounder.
Come here, Nard.
Go get her.
Come here.
Shut up.
Episode 000.
Received an invitation to the semi-millennial Space Commander Convention, a gathering of all the luminaries of the space hero industry, a meeting of brave men, brilliant minds, and Space Commander Wax, Space Commander.
At last, stupid Larry, my lifelong ambition has come true.
You mean your lifelong ambition to meet once again with your heroic comrades in arms, your fellow Space Commander, Space Commander, Space Commander Wax, Space Commander?
No wonder they call you stupid Larry, not that lifetime ambition. This lifetime ambition.
What?
Well, look, I finally got the last marble in the bunny rabbit's eye.
Yeah. Huh? Well, that's real nice, Space Commander.
Oh, yeah.
Prepare to land, Space Commander Wack.
Give me those controls, stupid Larry. I want to impress my Space Commander colleagues with my piloting prowess and skill and stuff like that.
But we're not over the landing pad,
you're
Space
among
Commander
men
Wack.
Now, boy. Step aside, stupid.
But Space Commander Wack...
Well, we're down. Now... Let's greet our Space Commander buddies.
See, Space Commander Wack, we landed right in the banquet hall.
Sorry about the buffet table, boys.
Later on that same day, after charges had been dropped and expensive, gifts had been exchanged, not necessarily in that order, Space Commander Wack, Stupid Larry, and Glorf the Dead Martian Dog attended the Space Commander's reception.
Ooh, look, Stupid Larry, my old instructor, Space Admiral Bips, Space Admiral. Hello, sir.
Oh, you idiot, Wack. I thought I killed you years ago.
Oh, I'm touched that you remember me, sir.
Huh? Remember who?
Me.
Yes, Wack, you.
Yeah, right.
It seems like I just saw you seconds ago. Oh, I remember you. I remember I hate you. But the rest is foggy.
Oh, you taught me all about fog, Master, Space Admiral Bips.
So
Space Admiral.
He's the one.
Come along, Wack, and meet the boys.
Oh, meet the boys? Yes. Noble teacher.
Yes. I was a teacher. Is that why I hate you?
Well, where are the boys?
Well, Space Commander Wack, Space Commander, I'd like to introduce you to Space Commander Whoa, Wack. And Space Commander Wee, may I present Space Commanders Wack and Whoa. Wack, Wee, Whoa, Wee, Wack, Whoa, Whoa, Wee, Wack, Woo, Wong, Wee, Wack, Wee.
Tune in next time for more exciting space introductions with Space Commander Wack, Space Commander, and Space Commander Wee, Space Commander, and Space Commander Whoa, Space Commander, and Space Commander Woo, Space Commander.
What's your name? Glorf, Dead Dog, whatever. Glorf, may I present Chris, the comatose kangaroo, Dead Dog, and Chris, and Glorf, and of course Herbert the late horse is here. Herbert, Glorf.
Episode Triple P.
Last time, you remember, Space Commander Wack, Space Commander, Stupid Larry, and Glorf the Dead Martian Dog had subdued the rebellious ice cream people of Planet 31 by turning up the thermostat. As a result of their courageous actions, Space Commander Wack humbly received
Thank you. I'd like to thank the idiot Emperor Glarsh No Foon for this honor, which I richly deserve, and I'd like to thank the little people and the dead Martian dogs who made this all possible. But I just can't seem to bring myself to do that.
Having thus humbly accepted our hero, Space Commander Wax, Space Commander, and stupid what's-his-name, and the whatchamacallit from Mars, return to their fortress of semi-solitude, only to find more trouble afoot.
Space Commander Wax, Space Commander Wax, there's more trouble afoot.
I'll say the space garter is so tight it's put both my feet to sleep. There's trouble of feet, stupid
Space Larry. Space Commander Wack, you're only supposed to wear that garter around one leg.
Oh, I wondered why I was having trouble walking.
Okay,
sorry,
Space
Dwarf.
Commander
sorry,
Wack, buddy. Sir, let me repeat. There's trouble afoot.
Actually, I think it's my back now. There's trouble of back. That was a nasty tumble I took. Glorf, straighten out your nose. You look terrible. Here, let me. That's better.
Space Commander Wack, there's trouble afoot.
No wonder they call you Stupid Larry, Stupid Larry. There's nothing wrong with Glorf's feet. In fact, I don't think he has any feet.
Space Commander Wack, please listen to me. We've got
unfair,
problems.
Unfair.
Trouble afoot.
Wack is unfair to space announcers. What? Unfair. 2, 4, 6, 8. Who don't pay so great? Whack, whack, that's who!
What's yours acknowledge the announcer up to,
unfair.
Stupid Larry?
He's picketing.
Oh, picketing? Well. That's nice. We could use a nice fence around the fortress of semi-solitude. Maybe next to the
Listen to me, Space Commander, unfair. You. The announcer what? Is on strike.
That's
picketing.
Right, Robber Baron Whack. I have united and lost my chains.
Oh, rats. I was going to ask you for change, too, for the pop machine. All I have is this 100 glunk two-party check. You know?
Chains, not change, Space Commander Whack.
I'm on strike, Whack, and I refuse to end this episode. I refuse to end it unless I get more money.
Trouble afoot. Glorf knows. Picket fence picketing. Change, not change. Listen to me.
Stupid Larry, it's impolite not to thank me. You needed that.
Okay, Whack. Where's my raise?
Tell you what I'm going to do, Yerzik, okay?
Yeah?
I can't afford a raise due to inflation running up my forehead, you know? Uh-huh. And,
That's overhead, not forehead.
How about a one-shot bonus, Yerzik?
Well, what is it?
See the suitcase full of money here?
Yeah?
I'll split it with you, 50-50, okay? You get the suitcase, I'll take the money. Deal?
Deal!
Okay, end the episode then.
All right, tune in again next time for another daring space adventure with Space Commander Wax Space!
Senseless, all this brutality, I know it, but... Oh, well. As I was saying before, I'd like to thank all the little peoples...
I can't take it. I'll kill you!
You're welcome,
unfair.
Stupid Larry.
Unfair. Unfair.
Let me see, I was thanking all the little people, wasn't I?
Trouble, you know,
I
Episode Triple Q.
Space Commander Wax, Space Commander Stupid Larry, and Dwarf the Dead Martian Dog had landed on the planet Woo-Woo, which appeared to be completely uninhabited, so they conquered it!
Okay, Stupid Larry, time for your march to the sea!
What sea? I haven't seen anything on this planet but goo. That's
Well, you've seen me on this planet, and I'm not goo. Stupid
I don't
Larry.
Even know where the sea is.
And I'm not goo, Stupid Larry.
Besides, we already conquered the planet, so why should I march to the sea?
Stupid Larry...
What, Space Commander Wack, my hero?
I'm sir? Not goo!
Oh, well, yeah, I suppose you're right. What?
Why can't you be about? More like other sidekicks, Stupid Larry? You know, a bumbling idiot who rides on a donkey and keeps getting in trouble through your innocent stupidity, and I have to rescue you, you know?
You want me to
stuff.
Be a TV weatherman?
And you always say, hey, Space Commander Wack, wait for me, or... Okay, Wacko-Sabi, or something like that, you know?
You've been into Glorf's dead dog yummies again, haven't you, Space Commander?
Well, let's just practice it, Stupid Larry. This planet's uninhabited, so, you know, if you blow it a few times, no one will notice.
I don't think we should...
Ready? Okay. We'll pretend that you went into town to spy on the bad guys, but they snuck up from behind and captured you, see? And now they're using you as bait to trap their real enemy, me, Space Commander Wack! Space Commander... King of the good guys.
Okay,
you know?
Let's do that.
Well?
Well, so I've been captured. Now.
Well, how do I know that?
I don't have the foggiest idea, Space Commander.
I know that because you see me coming, and knowing it's a trap, you yell, "It's a trap, Space Commander Wack! Save yourself, and don't worry about my life! My life is nothing, Space Commander Wack, so just save yourself!" Okay, well, say it, Stupid Larry.
Something bad is going to happen, Space
Don't
Commander.
Don't be silly, Stupid Larry. Just say it.
Okay. It's a trap, Space Commander Wack. Save yourself. And don't worry about my life. My life is nothing, Space Commander Wack. Just save yourself. Don't worry about me. Save yourself.
How noble of you, loyal, traditional, bumbling, yet lovable sidekick. Well, guess I have to respect your last wishes. Bye now. Let's go, Glorf. Say goodbye. Adios, muchacho.
To think I could have been a forest ranger. Hey, Space Commander Wack, wait for me!
Tune in again next time for more daring space adventures! And also Space Commander Wack, Space Commander!
So you see, Stupid Larry, nothing bad could happen because there's no one bad here on this uninhabited planet.
That's three or four times we've pointed out that this planet is uninhabited, Space Commander Wack. Doesn't that usually mean that it is habited and we're in for a surprise?
You're right, Stupid Larry. Usually it does, but... Oh, not this time, though.
No?
No. See, we're fading away.
Oh, yeah, we are fading we're getting away.
Once we fade, nothing happens.
We're safe.
What is
it? Stupid Larry! What is it? No wonder they call you Stupid Barry, Stupid Barry. Oh, it's terrible!
Episode Triple R.
Last time, you remember, Space Commander Wack, Space Commander Stupid Larry, and Glorf the Dead Russian Dog were assigned to take a refresher course on coping with some of the unseen dangers of daring space adventures. Things like handling pressure, making snap decisions, apologizing for mistakes, achieving continuity in an episode. As part of the course, they were placed in extremely dangerous situations and left with nothing to help them but their own resourcefulness.
Well, Stupid Larry, what do you think?
I need some time, Space Commander Wack. This is a
time,
rough one.
Time is a luxury we don't have, Stupid Larry.
Yeah, let's see. I don't know.
Well?
I'd say this one.
You sure now? Everything depends on it.
Yes, this one. This
okay,
one.
Here goes. I hope you're right. Four! Oh, nice going, Stupid Larry. That three iron was just what I needed.
Good shot, Space Commander Wack. I'm going to use a niblick myself.
This is no time for eating, Stupid Larry.
Stand back. Here I go. Four!
Space
Commander Wack, why did you throw Glorf at me just as I swarmed?
Me? Throw Glorf, the dead Martian dog, at your... Oh, nonsense, yeah. Stupid Larry. You know how Glorf is. Every now and then he just decides to fly. Playful little dead pup. Oh, boy.
My shot only went a couple of feet, Space Commander Wack. Can't I start over since that was an accident and everything?
No wonder they call you Stupid Larry, Stupid Larry. That would be cheating. Space buddies, don't be like Stupid Larry. Never cheat. Always do everything fair and square. And here's a secret Space Buddy coded message from Space Commander Wack. Mommy's headache in the fourth race at Fodder Downs. Got that? Mommy's headache to win.
Space Commander Wack, Space Commander Wack, I'm ready to take my second shot.
Oh, okay, Stupid Larry, but remember, no cheating.
No cheating. Here we go. Four.
Hi! Oh. Bad shot, Stupid Larry. That's two already, and you're barely off the tee.
Why did you tackle me, Space Commander Wack?
The question is, why did you resist, Stupid Larry? I almost hurt my little kneecap on the ball washer.
Oh my gosh. I'm sorry, Space Commander
That's
Wack.
That's okay, Stupid Larry. I'll just crush your face later.
Okay, but just let me get this shot off in the meantime, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Four! Oh, Stupid Larry! You hit me!
Why did you jump in front of my ball?
That's not the point, Stupid Larry. The point is that you hit me with a golf ball.
Oh, no. Space Commander Wack, forgive me. No, don't forgive me. I'm rotten. I hit my hero, Space Commander Wack, the greatest guy in the world.
In the universe.
I deserve the worst punishment currently available in the free marketplace of ideas.
Oh, that's okay, Stupid Larry. I forgive you.
You do?
Nope, just kidding. I'm going to work on my slice.
Not your slice. Not me. No.
Tune in again next time. Yeah, how grisly. For more daring space adventures with Space Commander Wack, Space Commander.
Tough break, Stupid Larry. Looks like you're going to three putt.
No.
Oh, there's the fourth putt. Oh, no, you're in the trap now.
Episode Triple S.
Last time, you remember, Space Commander Wack, Space Commander Stupid Larry, and Glorf the Dead Martian Dog were exploring the outermost reaches of the galaxy. At the controls of their spaceship, which they call the Spaceship, our heroes search the wondrous fringes of known reality. Their mission, to expand the frontier of human science into a worldwide prosecution in 16 planetary systems. Closer in.
Boy, Space Commander Wack, we're way out here.
Oh,
on the edge of the Milky Way. The stars becoming more and more scattered. The darkness of the intergalactic void closing around us. The black nothingness of eternal vacuum wrapping itself about the fragile hull of the spaceship. What are you doing, Space Commander Wack?
I'm looking for a nightlight, Stupid Larry. Hey, what was that?
What was what?
All that laughing, where did it come from?
Look, Space Commander Wack, out the window.
You mean out where the blackness and dark of space are supposed to be? What are those people doing out there?
The backstroke.
No wonder they call you Stupid Larry, Stupid Larry. You're making a mockery of my space adventure.
Making a mockery? Well, then let's put two grooves in it and make it an ashtray.
Stupid Larry, you're out of control.
Yeah, but I'm on a roll.
What's happening?
See that signpost up ahead? You are entering a place where idiocy is genius, where reality is nothing more than a joy buzzer in the hand of a skinny man with big ears and a dress. A place called the Situation Comedy Zone.
I'm home, honey. What's for dinner?
Say what?
What? You wrecked the car? Burnt the dinner?
Right.
And your mother's coming to visit again?
Help! I'm trapped in a sitcom!
What? No daughter of mine is going out with a kangaroo.
That does it?
You mean it wasn't you? Then who did I lock in the refrigerator?
I'm leaving!
Yes, Mr. Cleaver, I'll just entertain little feet. He's gone, Yurzik.
Good. We can quit for the day then, huh?
Yeah, I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay,
all right.
I gotta turn this stuff off. Okay, good to get rid of Wack anyway. Pretty tired of the kind of. See you later.
Hello? Hello? Anybody here? They're all gone. Hey, gee, all alone. I could always do all the lines. I don't need them. Gee, Space Commander Wack, you saved the universe again. Thank you, Stupid Larry. That's twice this week, eh, little buddy? Huh? That tune in... tune in again next time for more exciting space adventures. All alone, huh? I can't...
Episode Triple T.
Last time, you remember, Space Commander Wack, Space Commander Stupid Larry, and Dwarf the Dead Martian Dog were shocked by the astounding news that Stupid Larry had contracted the dreaded disease, Rabbit Head, and was not long for this world. Not that he spent much time on this world anyway, but you know what I mean. Space Commander Wack was absolutely heartbroken and went out of his way to comfort and console his lifelong sidekick.
Stupid Larry, you lout, have you sorted the applications for your replacement yet?
Not yet. Space Commander Wack.
Get busy. You haven't been relieved of your duties yet, you know.
Sorry, Space Commander Wack.
A note from your doctor.
Have you found a cure yet?
Huh? A what?
A cure. You were going to try to find a cure for the dreaded disease,
oh,
Rabbit.
Yeah, I was, wasn't I? Something came up. I'll get to it later.
Oh, thank you, Space Commander Wack. You're too kind.
I am? Well, I'll try to control myself in the future.
Yes, everything that could be done for Stupid Larry was done by his ever-vigilant compatriot, the ever-vigilant Space Commander Wack, Space Commander!
Maybe you and Glorf could just exchange functions, Stupid Larry. We could have Stupid Larry, the stupid
Space Commander Wack, just Glorf, please stop that music, Glorf. Huh? Please stop.
And conversely, Stupid Larry's demeanor during this hour of crisis was an inspiration to all.
Okay, stand back. If I go, we all go.
Stupid Larry, put down that gamma freebo Chattanooga bomb.
I'm serious. Drop that dead Martian dog.
Okay. There, he's dropped. This just isn't like you, Stupid Larry.
If you just stop the music.
The minutes pass into hours, the hours into days, the days into years, the years.
Hey, wait a minute. The days can't pass into years. What happened to weeks and months?
Just shut up. The years pass into decades.
Hey,
the decades
did you tell me to shut up?
Quiet, Wack.
You can't tell me, Space Commander Wack. Space Commander, to shut up.
I did.
After all, I'm the... You did, didn't you?
Space Commander Wack,
oh, yeah.
With all due respect, is this worth arguing over?
Respect.
I mean, with me, your sidekick, fatally ill?
shut up, Stupid Larry. You're not ill. It was just a joke. Now, look here, Scrunge Man announcer, Yurzik Narge.
Just a joke?
Stupid Larry. You see,
I
fail.
Okay, Narge, get me out of this.
All right, here we go.
The decades pass into apostrophes, the frying pans into little fuzzy dashboard ornaments, the ringing...
Just a joke.
Narge, get me out of this.
Oh, all right.
Just then, Space Commander Wax, Stupid Larry, and Dwarf the Dead Martian Dog were attacked from all sides by the invisible Huns of the wild man planet Pico 9!
Hands to arms! Stupid Larry, fend them off! Call me when it's over. Nice going, Narge. I'll be under a blankie if you need me, Stupid Larry. Be sure you don't need me.
I'll get him, Space Commander Wack. We have nothing to fear but all these death rays.
Tune in again next time for more daring space adventures with Space Commander Wack! Space Commander!
So you see, Stupid Larry, all's well that ends well.
But Space Commander Wack, we've been captured by the invisible Huns.
Right. So if you really are sick, they have to cure you under the Geneva Convention.
Oh, how silly of me not to have thought of that.
No, stupid. How stupid of you not to have thought of that.